I think we will need to really deal with this issue because it's quite detailed. If you just left it that do not make an image, then many of us will not make an image. They will not worship a cow, they will not worship a dog. They don't have that problem. The bigger problem is when you have other things. Remember we defined God as the thing you fear most or the thing that you love most. And when defined like that, many of us have made an image, something else other than God, the Creator himself. Something else is what you have made. Let's ask, where is that place which you regard as holy? When you go there, there is an air of holiness. I go through the New Testament. I don't find anywhere in the Gospels, in Acts, in the letters of Paul, I don't find anywhere they had a specific place that they worshipped. That's why when you are going to the front, why do you need to bow to an image? Why do you need to bow to the altar? Haven't you made that a special thing? How come you did not bow when you entered your house? You did not bow his other. Now, I agree, where we have agreed to worship is an important place. But when he says he's a spirit and truth, and you no longer worship in this mountain or in Jerusalem, now, how can we be having places where you cannot go to the front unless you bow? What is that bowing all about? You need to question it. Why are you bowing? To who? To what? Is it to God? God cannot be located there. Or have you produced the image of the cross near the place you call altar and reduced it to a God? I think we need to realize this is a very serious instruction about he wants to be worshipped as a spirit and truth. You cannot form an image of him.